You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshi on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
Come to feel what you need when what you really want inside. You are listening to African Perspectives, where we view the issues of our day from an African worldview and African-centered perspective. This program is unapologetically African. It is a custom in the African tradition to ask elders for permission to speak, having been granted permission. To our ancestors, whose shoulders we stand on, to our elders, whose shadows we walk in, I greet you, my dear brothers and sisters, in the language of one of the greatest civilizations on this planet. It gave the world the basic disciplines of knowledge of science, math, architecture, music, writing, law, religion, you name it, we did it. The Greeks called it Egypt, but they called themselves Kemet, and Kemet means land of the blacks. I greet you all in the Kemetic language, the word of peace, Hotep. It is truly an honor and a privilege to pour libation because we truly do stand on the shoulders of those who came before us. We're going to use water because water has no enemies. Water is the great cleanser, the great purifier. Everything on the planet that lives, it needs water, from a tiny microscopic organism to a tall redwood tree. We pour water into the earth to invoke the spirits of our ancestors, and we say the word Ashe, which simply means so be it. So we pour this libation to God, for all that God has done and for all that God will do. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to Mother Africa, birthplace of all humanity, everyone who has lived, everyone who will live in the future. We all have a common ancestral root in Africa. We pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. I mentioned Kemet in the opening. Kemet was the height, the apex, the zenith of African high culture. But there were others as well, as Timari, Punt, and Nubia. So we pour this libation to the classical civilizations of Africa. We say Ashe. We pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa, of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, Benin, Great Zimbabwe. Civilizations that were flourishing and growing while Europe was in a medieval or dark age. The University of Sankore at Timbuktu, an outstanding educational institution. So we pour this libation to the contemporary civilizations of Africa. We say, Ashe. We pour this libation to the Ma'afa, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the Infakani, the great tragedy, uprooted out of Africa. Our brothers and sisters lay a carpet along the Atlantic Ocean. We're in North America, South America, Central America, and throughout the diaspora. So we pour this libation to our brothers and sisters who suffered the Ma'afa, the Infakani, the Holocaust of our enslavement, the great tragedy. We pour this libation in their honor and in their memory. We do not know their names, but because of them and their sacrifice, we are here. So we say, Ashe. We pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. If you ever heard me do a libation, you will know that we were not slaves. I repeat, we were not slaves. We were captives. What does a captive want to do? Get free. So we pour this libation to all those men and women who fought against enslavement. In fact, I maintain that some of us are more of a slave today than we were in our initial captivity, because some of us are a slave to vice, to corruption, to drugs, sex, and violence. So we pour this libation to those who fought against enslavement. Gabriel Prosser, Nat Turner, Denmark Vesey, Harriet Tubman. We always resisted, and we will always resist. So we pour this libation in the name and in honor of those men and women who fought against our captivity. We pour this libation to those unborn, those young men and women who will once again lead us back on the stage of human history as a free and proud and productive people. We sashe. We pour this libation to brotherhood and sisterhood, together for the union of family. We need each other. We don't have good family life. There's a saying, conditions shape conduct and consciousness. The conditions in our community are bad. The conduct towards each other is not good. Because why? We lack consciousness. And consciousness is more than just awareness. Consciousness is a deeper understanding of who you are historically, who you are culturally. So once we begin to understand the importance of brotherhood and sisterhood together for the union of family. Brothers and sisters, let us all say, Ashe, Ashe.
You are listening Ashe. To Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Good morning, African world. You are listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. And I am your host, Baba Oshi, Hotep family. Hope all is well with you today. Hope you're going to have a good day today and a great weekend. Hope you're going to get a chance to all the things you want to do, should do, must do, can do, and will do. Hoping to, the weather day will be accommodating for you to do it. But of course, if it is not and it has to get done, it will get done because it must get done and you will do it. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central, 9 to 11 Mountain, or 8 to 10 Pacific, or any other time around the world. But if you cannot listen to this program live, you can always go to our archives at timeforanawakening.com. Top of the page, you'll see podcast. Click on that. The drop down, you'll see African Perspectives. Click on that, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. Also, too, you can use the shortcut, babaoshi.net, whatever search engine you use, Internet Explorer, Firefox, Google, whatever, Time for an Awakening. Put in babaoshi, babaoshi.net, and there will be programs that are dated and titled. All right. Abaragani, brothers and sisters, and of course the answer to Abaragani, which is what's the news, today is Ujamaa, cooperative economics, Ujamaa. That's right, today is Ujamaa. We've already had Umoja, unity, Kujijangalia, self-determination, and Ujima, collective working responsibility. This is the fourth day of Kwanzaa, Ujamaa. Yeah. Wherever you had a chance to celebrate Kwanzaa, if you didn't, you celebrated it in your home. If you didn't, you just read about it, looked it up, and just say, I like that. I like what that's about. I tell you, I'm going to say something a little bit later. It's going to be like, man, really? Yep, Kwanzaa, the first fruits of the harvest. So let me get into the introduction and all the other things that I do. I'm going to give some explanation next year, which is next week, maybe, of why I do what I do. I know I do it, so maybe you can help understand what I'm trying to do, you know. And the only thing I'm really trying to do is put something on our people's minds, get us to think African-centeredly, to make us understand that we are African people, and we must come together as an African people. You know, everything is there for us. All we got to do is embrace it, put it into our everyday lives. The Kwanzaa, that's why I'm serious about Kwanzaa, because Kwanzaa is one of the keys to African mental liberation. That's right. But we'll go through that. This is African Perspectives. We're here every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., 10 to 12 Central. And I said all of that already, didn't I? I sure did. Let me give you some of the people who are on African Perspective. Excuse me, some people who are on Time for an Awakening. On Thursdays, yesterday, from 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., Black Liberation Movement, Mississippi on the Move, with Brother Patrick Lumumba of the Geronimo Pratt Gun Club. And then today, Friday, 8 p.m., Time for an Awakening with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. Tomorrow, from 7 to 9, the Sankofa Elders Council with Dr. Janine. And then Sunday, once again, Time for an Awakening at 7 p.m. with Brother Elliot and Brother Richard. And the number to call is 215-490-9832.
490-9832. Yeah. We Buy Black. We Buy Black, the largest online marketplace for American African-owned businesses, is WeBuyBlack.com. Get everything you need from American African-owned businesses, WeBuyBlack.com. Africa for the African. Africa for the Africans. Brother Babani Tahimba is in Azinia. Crackers call it South Africa. It's Azinia. He'll be there until the 4th of 2024. He arrived there the day before Christmas. So they're celebrating in Azinia. And when he comes back, he'll give us some good information. He'll be ready to go again in March 29th to April 9th, Liberia and Morocco. Then July 11th to July 23rd, Ghana. November 21st to December 2nd, 2024, Kemet. December 24th to January 4th, 2025, Azinia. April 1st to April 11th, Senegal and Gambia. May 24th to June 5th, 2025, Ghana. November 21st to December 1st, 2025, Brazil. Brothers and sisters, you can be a part of this. Just go to AfricaForTheAfricans.org and look at the trips. They're subject to change, but if you put a down payment on it and start paying on it, whatever it is, that when you put that down payment, that's what it's going to be regardless. That's what it's going to be. They're very affordable, much more affordable than some other places, you know. So, Africa for the Africans. And if you're not, you can still go to the website and pull down or download the information, the documents, the visas, the shots, and all of those things. All the paperwork that you need is there. Everything is there that you need. AfricaForTheAfricans.org. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to YouTube. Excuse me. If you want to see pictures of previous tours, go to Facebook.com/Bomani. If you want to see videos of previous tours, go to YouTube.com/Bomani2007. Africa for the Africans. Habesha. Helping Africa by establishing homes that helping Africa by establishing schools at home and abroad. Boy, I swear, Brother Oshie. Okay, man. Okay. So the art exchange, you know, Brother Kenazaki, they're having a program for Habesha February 3rd, 2024 at the Art Exchange. They had one a few years ago. I remember being there and talking with the brother at the Art Exchange, celebrating 22 years of agriculture exchange. That's going to be Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m., February 3rd. And I definitely will be there at the Art Exchange. LEDGE, Land for the Environmental Development for Group Economics. The LEDGE group, they have brothers and sisters. They're vital. They're necessity. It's important. It's imperative that you support the LEDGE group because they deal in these areas of food, water, clothing, and shelter. They have 12 projects in 6 different countries and 172 employed with over 260 members. Brothers and sisters, become a member of the LEDGE group. Abibiatumi, A-B-I-B-I-T-U-M-I, Abibiatumi.com. In Ghana, they're doing great work. That's right. Abibiatumi is dedicated to the complete and total liberation of African people and modern Kemetnu throughout African world from under domination by Eurasians and their anti-African, anti-collaborators. As such, Abibiatumi seeks to reclaim and or recreate systems and tools designed by African people for the benefit of African people in the interest and complete and total African liberation, self-preservation, self-determination, and sovereignty in each and every area of human activity. Abibiatumi.com. Smile Pharmacy, SMAIFARMACY. Smile Pharmacy, brothers and sisters, contact Brother Jabril. contact Brother Jabril. His his number is 770-765-7751, 770-765-7751. You can also drop him an email at smypharmacy@gmail.com. You know, in a few days, the first of the year, and everybody decides they're going to do something, well, this is the thing that you need to do. Contact Brother Jabril, who can put a plan together that you can stick with, that will make what you want to do a reality for you. 770-765-7751. If you want to contact me by email, smifarmacy, smaifarmacy @gmail.com. Yes, Moses West Foundation. The Moses West Foundation. Please support the Moses West Foundation. Support the MWF. The MWF, your donation supports the Moses West Foundation and our mission to provide the world with clean water. You know, I donate every month. Because I understand how important it is. The programs, the things that he's doing, clean water, education, sustainability, community agriculture rescue. Yep. So go to the Moses West Foundation website, MosesWestFoundation.org. The MosesWestFoundation.org. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar, located here in Atlanta in the West End. Ralph David Abernathy. The Soul Vegetarians got going on. They had their Kwanzaa celebration. Brother Kenneth Zaki with the Art Exchange was, I've seen it online. It's beautiful. So right across the street from Wadada's is the Soul Vegetarian. And they did some remodel. It looks great. And but at Wadada's, they have Healthy Market and Juice Bar. And tomorrow, they'll have vegan dishes. Tomorrow and Sunday, have vegan dishes. Check them out. Wadada's Healthy Market and Juice Bar. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. Mama Nia has a fine selection of books, postcards, greeting cards, T-shirts, gift certificates, figurines, and so much more. Give her a call at 404-346-3263. That's 404-346-3263. The Medu Bookstore in the Greenbrier Mall. The Black Dot Cultural Center Bookstore and Coffee Bar, located in Lithonia, east of Atlanta. Jump on I-20, head east, exit 74. Make a left, now you're headed north. In about a mile, on the left would be Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar, where my good brother Gazimde Jamu is the proprietor, who has done great things with that building, I tell you. Give him a call at 770-305-6373. 770-305-6373. The Black Dot Cultural Center and Bookstore and Coffee Bar. Brothers and sisters, there is light in the Black Dot. Jump back in your ride, head back in the opposite direction. Now you're going south. Jump back on I-20 East. The next exit, exit 75, Turner Hill Road. Take the exit. Three lights, make a right, and on the left will be the new Black Wall Street Market. That's where we'll be having Kwanzaa at. I will be there tomorrow. Yep, I'll be there tomorrow and Sunday and today, because I didn't go yesterday, and I should have. So definitely I'll be at the Kwanzaa. At the new Black Wall Street Market. And there's other Kwanzaas in the city, you know. I'm going to talk to Kenneth Zaki. See if I can be a part of it next year with more coordination. Because I should have had that so I can announce those Kwanzaas over the radio. So maybe. And also to the ones that were out of town, like Kansas City's, Milwaukee, you know, other cities. Kwanzaa, like I said, is very important. And if you don't have Kwanzaa, in a communal sense, in your area, do it on a family level. Do it on a family level. If you don't want to do something observed every day, all seven, one of the days, make it special. Have people come by, bring food, go through the principles, have the children light the candles. And if you don't have the symbol, well, I'll go through it. Let me finish this up, okay? Before I go jump off on that. A rant. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people in the spirit of Ujamaa. That's who has Kwanzaa today, because today is Ujamaa. Today is Ujamaa. Kwanzaa, Brother Baba Akima, you know, they will be at the New Black Wall Street Market, and that's who has Kwanzaa today. Yep. Us Lifting Us, the Thursday night broadcast, every Thursday night from 9 to 10. On Blog Talk Radio. That's blogtalkradio.com/ULU. The program Dare to Win. And every Thursday night from 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. The number to call to listen if you don't want to go online at blogtalkradio.com is 929-477-2789. That's 929-477-2789. Us Lifting Us, the Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Also, too, on Fridays, I announce disaster awareness for community preparedness, also on Blog Talk Radio. My good brother, Brother Yusuf Muhammad, and the number to call, it's from 4 to 6, 4 to 6 p.m. on Friday, disaster awareness for community preparedness. Because, I mean, you look at the weather and you see what's happening, you see the flooding, you see all of it, and they talk about how you can save yourself and all of the pertinent information. Dial 563-999-3089. That's 563-999-3089. Disaster awareness for community preparedness. Homeland Village and Cultural Gift Shop in Macon, Georgia. Baba Abijah's got it going on, man. I'm telling you. Baba Abijah Chenga. Give him a call at 478-256-1166. That's 478-256-1166. Yeah, I should have given him a call to find out what kind of Kwanzas they were having down his way. Yeah, everybody, and you, all of us should, you know, have Kwanzas. That's right. Sun Goddess Sense. Sun Goddess Sense, your one-stop natural shop located 4140 Jonesboro Road in Forest Park, Georgia, inside the International Discount Mall booth 225. Give my sister Shelly Amundset a call at 404-434-7963. That's 404-434-7963. Because a lot of times she ain't going to be at the shop during Kwanzaa, because you got to go to where the Kwanzaa people are at, you know? Yeah. Sanjay-Aiti, Sister Gabrielle Aurelia, she has been doing just yeoman's work, just serious work with our children in the northeastern portion of the island of Haiti, with education, health care, sustainable agriculture. Sanjay, SONJAY-AYITI.org. Sanjay-AYITI.org. Yeah. It's moving right along. It's right on this Ujamaa Day of Kwanzaa of 2023. That's right. Brothers and sisters, Baba Baruti and Mama Ya, and the work that they do, I just can't express enough. And of course, the Inyasasim of Daily Revolutionary Thought. We're going to read today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. And then we'll finish up on Monday on Imani Faith. So, December 28th, home represents a state of being in which the interpretations of reality that direct our actions are consistent with an African worldview and perspective that itself is made increasingly more clear by a constantly developing knowledge of African cultural history. Mwaliyu Sanja Ashe. If we are to be African warriors in every intent of the concept, if we are going to put forth the extraordinary time and energy necessary to re-Africanize ourselves and again nation build, we must go back into our ancestral spirit to retrieve and consciously participate in our way. We must choose to be even better than that which we have awakened to in ourselves, and to bring every willing and able African along with us. To become this supreme example of Africanicity, we must make the time to seriously study the working traditions our ancestors engendered, finding the answers to the questions of why these particular thoughts and behaviors were best suited for maintaining a dynamic African sanity. If we are truly to be African and not some menticidal artificial version of it, of subsisting under European cultural domination, we cannot commit treason against our African ancestors' way. For we are those whom we respect. We become them if the respect is enough. No matter what lies others may manufacture against us to alter our perspective and perceptions of the form of our original traditions, we must willingly allow the spirit of our ancestors to bind our practice of the way, their way back to us. Ashe. Affirm, I'm finding and leading our way home. Affirm, I am finding and leading our way home. Return to the source family. December 29th. How is it that a certain contact with a woman can give one so much peace, so much harmony with all things, can open up the sense of immense pleasure and promise? How is
it?
How is it? Immense promise and 1,000 possibilities. I'll read that again. That's beautiful. How is it that a certain contact with a woman can give one so much peace, so much harmony with all things, can open up the sense of immense promises and 1,000 possibilities? Nothing compares to the touch of an African woman. Its familiarity is beyond explanation, for her touch reaches beyond the physical into her complements spirit, a spirit she alone shares. However applied, her contact brings the essence of Ma'at, melting two into a union more disciplined, more reciprocal, more balanced, more powerful than two individuals alone could ever imagine. Her warmth opens up a mind to a universe soothing, rhythmatic ocean, breathing waves overflowing with the creative possibilities of life. It gives oblivion, remembrance, and direction, and brings peace into spaces wound up so tight that love could find no way in or out. There are no words to describe the healing, restorative power of an African woman's loving touch. It is something only an African man could know. Ashe, family. Affirm, I am loved. Affirm, I am loved. That's beautiful. That's beautiful. December 30th. I will not commit treason against my ancestors. I repeat, I will not commit treason against my ancestors. The oracle of Ma'at. I will not commit treason against my ancestors is the most profound and all-encompassing of the Ma'atian oracles. It covers every possible transgression. Most anything done by an African possessed by the European mind is treason against his or her ancestors. Most anything done by an African possessed by the European mind is treason against his or her ancestors. To act as if we do not know what has been done to African people is treason. To act as if we do not know what is being done to African people is treason. To act as if we cannot see the genocidal plans others have in store for us is treason. To know these things and do nothing is treason. To allow our children to be spiritually, mentally, and physically enslaved and subjugated to European Caucasian extremism, racism, and privilege, white inferiority, is treason. To forgive the unforgivable and forget the unforgivable is treason. To embrace those who have always been our enemies in hopes of gaining their love at any expense is treason. To act as if Africans are just another people and pretend that being European is being human is treason. to despise those courageous enough to challenge us to be divinity and the genius within and not solely the material without is treason. To care for the relics, words, and images of the ancestors of those who worked so diligently to destroy our ancestors is treason. To hate our essence and appearance is treason. To not be our ancestors, to not be African, is treason. Affirm, I will not commit treason against my ancestors. Affirm, I will not commit treason against my ancestors. I will be African. Love African. Yes, it's treason. I will never commit treason against my people. I love Africa, and I love Africans. That's why I love this time of year. But I love every day of the year. Because to me, every day, I love Africans. Every day. Yeah. Kwanzaa, I don't know how you celebrate it, you know, but we there's a number of places that have the celebration. Of course, today is the 29th, and like I said, Us Lifting Us is hosting the Kwanzaa at the New Black Wall Street Market. I am not aware of any Kwanzaas that are happening elsewhere here in the Atlanta area or in your area. But what I really want to do is next year really try hard to get information about Kwanzaas that are happening in some of the other major cities, if that's possible. Because, I mean, I know some places where they're happening at, like in Chicago, Malcolm X College. At least they were happening there when Brother Conrad Wuerl was still living. I know he's been ancestor for quite a few years. He was an ancestor when COVID started. Yeah, he caught COVID. I couldn't believe that, brother. Man, Miss Conrad Wuerl, good man. The National Black United Front, I know they're having Kwanzaa in the Houston area. Brother Kofi Taharka, you know. And so, but let me say this about this right quick. This is some bullshit. So I listened to Joe Brown, Judge Joe Brown. And so the sister mentioned Kwanzaa and Malana Karinga. And he went off on Karinga. And I don't blame him. But he's not going to celebrate Kwanzaa because of Karinga. I blame him. Don't throw out that bull. You want to? That's how you feel about Kwanzaa? Because of Karinga? You keep that shit to yourself, Joe Brown. I'm serious. Because even though he created Kwanzaa through the practices of African people, which is good, and I know he's done some things which are bad. Just like everybody was pissed at his ass when the Postal Service came out with that stamp. And he had the US colors. So the red, black, and green that Marcus Garvey gave us was not, although they've corrected that, I ain't saying they corrected it, but they did have other stamps after that stamp. And I'll never forget that stamp because I was in Milwaukee and his ass was there and they were unveiling it with my good friend, Brother Claiborne Benson at the Wisconsin Black Historical Society, who has been celebrating Kwanzaa. And I also, too, let me just quickly add that they will have the Kamaruye Imani at the African-American Women's Center, at the African-American Women's Center. On the 1st. Okay. That's outstanding. It's on 30th and Fleet Street in Milwaukee. The Kamaruye Imani. That's how it's been with those two institutions. And I know that Sister Josephine Hill's been trying to sell it, but I still heard that they're going to have it. So that was great. I saw that, you know. But yeah, man, Joe Brown. And I said, and he was adamant about it. Then fine. Then you don't say anything else to anybody else. If they want to celebrate Kwanzaa, don't say anything else, dude. because I understand that. And I would say the same thing about Malana Karingo, but I would never say that you shouldn't celebrate Kwanzaa because he brought it, because it's not his. Remember, I had Brother Bashir Mchawi on, and Bashir Mchawi and other sisters who have been on the program has said, this is what happened with Kwanzaa, even when he had to go to jail for doing the evil shit that he did to those sisters and his involvement of being a snitch. The murder Bunchy Carter and some others. Man, I tell you, when Daruba Ben Wahan, he had just got out and he was at UWM in Milwaukee. And I said something about, well, man, about Milan or something. I don't know what the context was. I can't remember. All that I know was that I had to apologize to the brother. Man, he went off, you know, quickly. So I'm so sorry, my brother. You know. Yeah. Yeah. Malana Karinga, along with Malefi Keti Asante, these two individuals who were brilliant minds and did some things, but they'd also done some things that are not cool. You know, just like the other day when Brother Love said they watched The Black Candle, and I suggest you can go to YouTube and put in The Black Candle and watch the documentary that Malefi Keti Asante's son developed. He developed The Black Candle, narrated by our good sister. Oh, man, it'll come to me. Anyway, yeah. And so just because he did it doesn't mean you can't support it. You're not supporting him. You're supporting the idea, the concept. You're supporting the feeling of Africans coming together culturally, historically, by supporting Kwanzaa. Kwanzaa is a mechanism whereby we as African people can come together. The underlying thing, what is the underlying thing of a Kwanzaa, brothers and sisters? Exactly, unity. Unity. The principles of Kwanzaa, of self-determination, working together, cooperative today, cooperative economics, tomorrow, purpose. What is our purpose? Creativity and then faith. It's important that we understand these things, that it's not anybody's. It doesn't belong to anybody. Now, I mean, I know that some public Kwanzaa's, you know, Caucasians come in, but they just have to sit their ass down and observed. They ain't running nothing. Just sit your ass down and observe and listen. And if somebody says something that you don't like, then get your ass out, because we're only saying the truth. Kwanzaa is necessary. I'm glad that he and so many others who took the time to get involved in Kwanzaa, to make it what it is today, an African-centered holiday, a time to reflect, a time to acknowledge, a time to learn, a time to develop and grow. We need Kwanzaa, but we need Kwanzaa not just December 26th to January 1st. We need Kwanzaa 365, 24/7. 24/7, 365. We need Kwanzaa put into our everyday lives, that we strive to be unified, that we strive to be self-determining, that you name her. I took it serious. I took the fact that sister gave me that name, who I respected so much in our community, and they moved down here, and Nana Hochi, brilliant man, and his wife, Nana Hochi, that's who gave me my name. She died before they moved down here, because she died in Milwaukee. I was at work. I was at the firehouse, and I called the battalion chief up, just found out she had died, and said, hey, listen, I need to go pay some respects. I'm going to put somebody in my seat. I'm going to take this. I'm going to go down to this funeral home and pay my respects. She named me. At the ceremony at our festival, she said, I see the work that you do in our community. And that's one thing I'm very proud of. It's the same thing that Nana Kelsey, Baba Nana Kelsey, Dr. Kelsey, who's 96 years old, strong voice. He said, since I've known you, met you, you've been consistent. You're a good man. I appreciate that. That's an honor. That's an esteemed elder. You know, sometimes there's some folks, we couldn't call them elders because elder is a title. Some of them, they just old. They ain't done nothing and don't want to do nothing. But elders are still guiding, are still motivating. And esteemed elders, their voice is respected, cherished. And so, you know, I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I always said I don't have any money, and I don't. You know, my children think I do, but I don't. And I don't have any because of I don't have any because of their ass. Man. But what I do have is my name and what I've tried to do desperately and seriously is build a good reputation. You go to Milwaukee, you go into our community. Do you know Baba Oshie? Do you know Brother Oshie? Amongst children? Maybe not so much now because it's been so many years, but amongst children years ago, because I refereed basketball. I coached basketball. I coached football for over 30 years. So many children. And I would, on my off days, work in schools. I would go to schools on my off day and talk to them about our history and who we are. Some of the greatest things is when you go back or you're here, even here, because many of us have left Milwaukee and come here. I'm at the Juneteenth celebration over at Morris Brown. And a young man says, hey, your brother Oshie. Yeah. I used to go to your classes. And because of you, I'm a teacher. So the same thing when I was in Milwaukee, a sister said that to me. You know, that's a good feeling to know that you made an impact. That's why you try your best to be your best 24/7, 365. You try your best to be your best when no one's looking. When no one's looking. You don't say one thing and do another. Be a man of your word. Have integrity. Stand on principle. Yeah. So, man, Judge Joe Brown said that, man. I listened to the piece on YouTube, but I was, But I know it's Joe Brown. You know, I've listened to Joe Brown many times before, you know, and he has information because he's privy to information, you know. But, you know, to me, if you're not going to celebrate Kwanzaa, that's you. Don't discourage us. They don't understand how important Kwanzaa is for us. It's a cultural celebration. You know, they still think that it's a substitute for Christmas. That's where you always say you can celebrate Christmas and Kwanzaa. December 25th, celebrate Christmas. Have fun. The next day, Kwanzaa. Go either to a social event or you can have family and friends over. Some good, memorable Kwanzaas when I went and I was invited to people's homes. You know, it's beautiful. So, yeah, Kwanzaa. I love the spirit of it, and we need more of it. The Kwanzaa, let me talk about the Kwanzaa celebrations that we got here. Okay, today, and it's going to be the Kwanzaa celebration at the New Black Wall Street Market on today, Friday, the 29th, Ujamaa. Starts at 3 o'clock. There's a welcome from the host. And the host, of course, is Us Lifting Us. Us Lifting Us, Economic Development Cooperative for our people. Mama Nubuntu is going to pour libation. They're at around about 3:45, they're going to do the American-African National Anthem. Lift every voice and sing. You know? Sister Rachel Phoenix Ponder will be singing. Then the message of the day, Ujamaa. And that's going to be delivered by Baba Akima and many others in the Brother Ankti in Us Lifting Us. And then the Kukumbe Chayumoja, Mama Nubuntu, the lighting of the candles, the symbols, which I'm going to talk about in a minute. And then Mama Koku, the storyteller, Brother Bay, another storyteller. Then the from 6:30, the 50th anniversary of hip hop presentation, Minister Server, hip hop presentation, and then the entertainment raffle and children's activities, and of course, go out there and shop with the vendors. That is today. Okay, that is today. Tomorrow, Saturday. And, of course, tomorrow is NIA, Purpose. And, of course, they do a processional. They go throughout the New Black Wall Street Market, drumming and dancing. And then libation will be poured tomorrow, Solomon, the national anthem. A vocal choir is going to do that. Short explanation of Kwanzaa, and then a poem, The Black Dreams, and then Kwanzaa Quiz Bowl, that they're going to do that for about a little time, maybe win some prizes. The lighting of the candles and the symbols, the Kukumbe Chayumoja, Mama Nubuntu. Each One Teach One Ensemble will do a little something for us. The drumming and special guests. Spoken word, mahogany. And then it'll be a panel discussion, the power of African-centered schools. That should be very good. The power of African-centered schools. I ain't talking about no alternative schools or no choice of charter. No, African-centered schools. And then a message of the day of Nia, Baba Ankti. My good brother, Baba Ankti. Talk about purpose. Spoken word again, and then the closing words from the New Black Wall Street Market, the pledge and Harambe's. And then the final raffle, okay? Entertainment by the Black Men's Lab, right on, children's activity. That is Saturday, tomorrow. Nia, purpose. And then Kumba Creativity on Sunday. The New Black Wall Street Market will not be open on New Year's Day. So the Kwanzaa celebration ends on Sunday at the New Black Wall Street Market. A processional that goes throughout it. Better Family Living Center. That's one of the things that they have there in the New Black Wall Street Market. And then it's the Family Living Center, Baba Saj, Sachifo, Master Jeweler. If you haven't seen some of his work, brother, I don't know if you can see it through online. You should. You should have that online, man. It's beautiful work. He has made jewelry for some of the many artists, entertainers. So, Yeah. So, and so, libation, I'm doing libation. I'm also the ceremony, master of ceremony, so to speak, on Sunday. And the Kukumbe Chayu Moja, lighting of the candles, the history and principles and symbols of Kwanzaa, I'll be doing that. Spoken word, some artists. And then Pastor Daniel Kelly, First African Church, and Speaker Brother Flame. And then, of course, you go out and shop with the vendors and all the things that are happening at the new Black Wall Street Market. And that will end the new Black Wall Street Market's Kwanzaa. I believe there may be something other that's happening. And if I knew that, I would tell you. You know that. So those are the things that are happening today, Saturday, and Sunday. Kwanzaa. Yeah, when I come back, I'm going to talk about the symbols. Didn't say it enough about the symbols of Kwanzaa. We need to talk about that. I'm going to play three Kwanzaa songs. Yesterday was Ujima. Today is Ujamaa. And then we're going to play Purpose. We're going to play Purpose. Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, I'm going to play Nia, our purpose. Then we're going to play Kumba on Monday. Kumba, creativity, and Imani, faith. The song by Steve Cobb and Shavanduka and the Seven Principles, Imani, faith, is just a beautiful song. That sister can sing. Her voice is just, and her range is just outstanding. She's a beautiful sister. Good brother, you know, just beautiful people. Kwame Cobb, you know, they made that in the 90s, family, the 90s. Mm-hmm. And it's just as beautiful today as it was back then. Yeah. So we're going to take a break. When we come back from the break, we'll talk about the symbols, and then we want to talk with you. Okay? We want to talk with you. All right. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We'll be right back.
You are listening to African Perspectives with host Brother Oshie on Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasting or live program scheduling, hit them up at timeforanawakening@gmail.com.
It's what we need.
Work and responsibility.
We need it now, 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 now.
Work and responsibility.
Shop owner, I want your business. What must I do to convince you that I'm here to service you? I live in the neighborhood and my ways are just as good. Why don't you come and support me the way you know you should? Expand the bank, say no. When I ask for help, where are my brothers who got all their wealth? They say, God bless the child who's got his own. Though a child be blessed, he can't do much alone. Who can I turn to if I can't count on you? What is a small businessman to do?
Economy and ourselves with Ujamaa. Sister,
to travel over. A tree seems dead until the spring. Ask questions, children, as you wonder. You will learn the nature of all these things. You will know your purpose.
Know the purpose.
Everything in life truly has its purpose.
Has its purpose.
Learn this and grow wise. It's been the same since we began. Each day in life, we're on a mission to resurrect our greatness once again. In this we find purpose.
Find a purpose.
Everything in life truly has its purpose. Of creation is in its purpose.
In its purpose.
Every day we live, we will be on purpose.
Be on purpose.
Live this and grow wise. Has to have its purpose.
Has its purpose.
The meaning of creation is in its purpose.
In its purpose.
Every day we live, we must be on purpose.
Be on purpose.
Live this and grow wise.
You are listening to Time for an Awakening Media, part of the Black Talk Radio Network. For podcasts or live programming, hit them up at timeforanawakening.com.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters. A Bargani. And of course, today is Ujamaa, a Bargani. What's the news? And the news, of course, is cooperative economics, that we spend money with each other, that we support one another, trust one another, build with one another. That's right, a Bargani. What's the news? Yeah. So we're going to take some calls. So give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. You're listening to African Perspectives here on the Motherland Media Network on timeforanawakening.com and blacktalkradionetwork.com. We're going to talk about the symbols of Kwanzaa. We've been talking about the principles all the time, which, of course, are consistent and constant in our everyday lives. But the symbols of Kwanzaa, you know, there are seven principles and seven symbols. The first symbol of Kwanzaa, of course, anything to be solid, anything to be ongoing, anything that has value has to have a foundation. And the foundation of, you know, is the mat, the mkika. The mkika is the mat. And it's made of straw. But, you know, as I'm saying these things, and I'm saying to you as a listener, that if you don't have these things, and, you know, and I know that Brother Paul talked about, you know, because I know the Kwanzaa stuff, I'm not lying to you, is made in, a lot of stuff is made in China. Yeah, I know. You know, that some of the places that you may go to buy your Kwanzaa kit, to buy your candles, your kanara, the plastic fruit, or if you had real fruit, the mahundi, the corn. Yeah. So the mkika, the mat, the foundation. The next is the kanara, the candle holder. Seven candles. You know, we have a kanara. The Jewish tradition is munara. They have a manara. Ours is kanara. Seven. Theirs is nine. Nine candles. Next is the candles themselves, the Meshumi Saba. Meshumi Saba, the seven candles. One black, three red, three green. If you look at a Kwanzaa candle holder display, there should be the three candles on the left. As you look at it, are red. The one black candle in the middle, then the three candles on the right are green. The first candle you light is unity, the middle candle. Some go from outside to in. Some just go to the next candle. Some will go right to the next candle. But the next candle to be lit is red. Either you light the one right next to the black one, or some light the one to the far. Okay, and then green, red, green, red, green. Then the misoho, the crops, because remember, it is a harvest festival. Kwanzaa is a harvest, first fruits. The name Kwanzaa itself is first fruits of the harvest. That's what Kwanzaa means, first fruits. It's a harvest festival. It's not a religious festival. It's not a, you know, commercial, you know, monetary. No, it's none of that. It's cultural. The first fruits. And then the corn, the ears of corn, the mahundi. Some say vabunzi. The ears of corn, which represents children. In all my years, I had 3 ears of corn. I have 2 daughters. And the other ear of corn represents all the young people that I've worked with in all those many years of football coaching and basketball coaching and refereeing, of just working with kids in schools, being positive, you know. Now, if you don't have any children you want to display, then you put 1 ear of corn for the future, for your future child, you know. Corn. And then the Kikumbe Chai Umoja, the unity cup, commemorating and giving thanks to our African ancestors. The Kikumbe Chai Umoja that you drink from. Now, of course, since that time and all other things happening, that when you have a communal, like when you have a family one, they make a sipping gesture. You do pass the cup around the unity because that's what it's about. And you should. And you take the cup and you take a sipping gesture. You don't take a sip itself. It's So you don't put your mouth on it and just sipping just to pass. You might have COVID. But for years ago, you took a sip. In fact, there was you passed around the cup along with a wipe. Wipe it off. Take a sip. And then there's Zawadi, gifts. That's right. You give gifts on Kwanzaa. But not, you know, the whole idea of Kwanzaa is that you don't go overboard, that you don't spend, put you in a financial situation. That's the whole idea, that this holiday is not commercial, to put you in a financial bind. It is cultural. And so the gifts for Zawadi, for a child, something that is made, something that is homemade, something that is educational. Books. Books. CDs that are educational. DVDs that are educational. Zawadi. Gifts. And of course, the bandera, which of course is the flag, the red, black, and green, not Coringa, man, bumped him. The red, black, and green that Marcus Garvey gave us, the red, black, and green in before the 1920s. The flag was already there before they had the convention in Madison Square Garden. You know, African artwork that you can send is representative. That represent the values and the concepts and reflect African culture and a contribution to the community building and reinforcement. These are the symbols of Kwanzaa, the mat, the mkika. Now, if you don't have a straw mat, you can put down some kente cloth. Put some kente cloth down. You don't have a kanara. You can make one or have one made, you know, but maybe you can go get them big candles. You can get 7, 1 black, 3 red, 3 green, or you can get 3. 1 black, 1 red, 1 green. And of course, you always like the middle one, the black one that's in the middle first, and then has you are doing it to your left or to your right, depending upon where you're standing. If you're standing behind the candles is to your right. But if you're standing in front of the display, the red is to your left. And you light that candle. And then you light the green candle alternately. Red first, green last. See what I'm saying? There's no set way. There's no dictatorial set way. You got to do it this way. No. You can improvise. In the spirit of Kwanzaa, you can improvise as long as you're bringing forth. Now, you can get some plastic fruit, or you can get some real fruit, some real vegetables. One time, sister had some frozen vegetables, opened them up, threw them in a bowl, you know, rinsed them off so to get all that frost off of them. They're probably in the freezer a long time. They freeze or burn anyways. Then put it on the display. Now, the mahindi, the corn, is that, what do you call that? Harvest corn is hard, you know. But if you want to get some little small corns that are real, that you can still eat, you know, put them in a bowl, put them there. You got one child, two child, three childs, three children. You got 3 children, 3 ears of corn. Like I said, I have 3 ears of corn because I have 2 daughters. The other ear of corn represents the number of children that I've worked with, the number of children that I love, all those outside of my children. I love us. I love our children. I love our future. And then, of course, the cup itself. Now, I did a libation for ASCAC, the Association for the Study of Classical African Civilizations. And it was here in Milwaukee. Well, here, not here, but it was in Milwaukee. And that was that time me and Renoko Rashidi hung out together. But I did the libation. I'll never forget it. I did the libation, and I did it in a styrofoam cup. Man, I could not do it, family. I was stuttering and just stopped. With a styrofoam cup, I said I would never. I don't do it with a plastic bottle. I've done it with a plastic bottle at a outdoor gathering. I just poured it into the ground, onto the ground. I don't like to do that either. I like to have a Kakumbe Chayumoja, a unity cup or glass, preferably, or a picture. You know, I did it with a nice can picture one time, and, you know, I don't want to do it with plastic or a styrofoam cup or something like that, preferably, but if that's my only choice. But also too, I've done it without. I didn't have something to pour in. I didn't have earth. You pour it into earth. You pour it into dirt, you know. And I didn't have it, so I sprinkled it on the carpet. Took some flicks and I sprinkled it on the carpet, you know. Put my fingers in the water and sprinkled it. Yeah, man, you got to improvise. Yeah. And, of course, the Zawadi, the gifts. And, once again, it's practical. So that's Kwanzaa. And then there's the Kamuru Ye Imani. Well, I say it like that because it was on the last day, Imani, that we in Milwaukee would celebrate. But usually it's done on Kumba, the feast of Kamuru. The feast is done on that day. And I know some like to do it on the last day, the Feast of Faith. Kamuru Ye Imani. Oh, wow. In 1992, my boy, Conrad Wuerl, the National Black United Front of Chicago, held one of the largest Kamuru Ye Imani celebrations in the country, including dancing, youth ensemble, and keynote speech by, that's right, Conrad Wuerl. The celebration included the following practices of welcoming, remembering, reassessment, and recommitment, rejoicing, the libation, and a farewell statement. That's beautiful. Right on. Like I said, Kwanzaa is a celebration to bring us together. The underlining theme of Kwanzaa is unity. Unity. Not unity with a conformity, no. Unity with purpose. That no matter, you bring what you bring, I bring what I bring, we make it happen. Yeah. So for all those who have those dynamic celebrations and observances, we appreciate it. Appreciate the recognition. All those brothers and sisters who help keep Kwanzaa alive. Kwanzaa will never die. That's like I said, I don't know when Judge Joe Brown said what he said, you know, whenever he did it, you know, but I totally disagree with him. And I know there are some who feel that way, and I understand that, considering what Malala Karinga has done. I understand that. So, I'd like to see if Mama Nabantu could come on. Oh, yes, Mama Nabantu, I will do libation today. Yes, I will be there. Yes, Mama Nabantu, I will come and do my baby. family, it's embarrassing, but I missed yesterday. Well, I had my grandson, but I don't have him today. So once I get off the radio program, I'll get myself together and I'll be headed out to the new Black Wall Street Market. And plus that too, I'm working with Baba Akima, with Us Lifting Us, an organization that I support. Yep. That I've been involved with. Yes. I'll be honored. And of course, again, on tomorrow. Yep. So, Kwanzaa. Give us a call at 215-490-9832. 215-490-9832. Good afternoon. Yes.
Baba Oshie.
Oh, yes. Hey, Brother Irv.
Yes. Hey, Baba Oshie. I thank you for taking my call. Look, Baba Oshie, you're a living, walking, breathing human being.
Yes,
and,
I am.
You're an ordinary person doing extraordinary things. And when you don't do something, brother, don't beat yourself up, man. I mean, come on. You're going to be there today.
No, I hear you, man.
Why I understand.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Baba Oshie, brother Joe Brown, who's a dear, I really respect you, my dear brother Joe Brown. You have not stopped singing the Star Spangled Banner because you found out that the guy who wrote it had slaves, or you found out that the Constitution that you put your hand on the Bible and swore to uphold when you became a judge, you did not do that because they had slaves. So let's be clear. If you're looking for perfect people who do imperfect things, you're never going to find these perfect people that you're looking for.
Right.
We have shortcomings like any other people as life goes on. But Brother Brown, I would never. I'm never going to argue with a brother in public on any medium or platform.
Right.
What I'm going to say to you is to tell other people not to celebrate something that is so positive as Kwanzaa. Mm-hmm. And Kwanzaa is not mimicking other rituals. The other rituals are mimicking Kwanzaa. Let's be clear. All these religions that you have nowadays, they come from the African continent. They all. That Maduro or whatever it's called with the candles, all that started with Africans.
Yeah.
Because Africans were here 3,000 years before the Bible was thought of. Yeah. From what I understand, I could have my years wrong or my days wrong. I'm not perfect. But my point is, they come from Africa. That comes from Maya.
Right.
Those things are similar because we are copying them. They're copying Africa.
That's right.
And so for you to not celebrate, it's fine, my brother. I can't tell you what to do or what not to do with you or your family. But for you to come out and tell everyone else to follow
to
me,
right,
and we're not going to do this, I don't believe that's correct. But that's what you choose to do, and I push back on that 1,000%. Let me give the people in the audience a quick update on Africa. I heard some news on the internet that Burkina Faso is stopping all the gold exports. And what has happened is, you notice if you look at the news, you'll see that a lot of countries are going to Africa now. The British went to Africa. Americans sent that guy over to Africa from here. Because what's happening is, when you stop letting them exploit your gold, then all of a sudden, we got to get over there and start talking. And now we're having a conversation. But you've been looting Africa for years.
Yes.
But all of a sudden, these people say, we're not going to let you take raw things out of here no more. We're not going to let you take our tomatoes, but yet we can't make tomato paste. And that's what the brother over in Burkina Faso said. And I am so happy that – and they're trying to make sure that this – they call him a rebel. This doesn't spread, because this attitude that we're sitting here with all these goals and riches, but our people are poor.
Mm-hmm.
We're letting other mining companies come. They're kicking out the mining companies. They're making their own mining companies.
Right.
So that they can push all the – and that is – Baba Oshie, this is bringing joy to my heart that Mother Africa is finally understanding. It's not about my own profit. It's not about me being rich or my family being rich. It's about my people being rich, because you can't rise any higher than the condition of your people.
That's right.
So now I'm loving that Africa is doing what it's doing. This country, the American Africans in this country are so, there's so many distractions. So many things. Anytime you see black people coming together, we're going to put something in your way to make you think about something else, anything else. Will Smith, the Kardashians, anything to keep you from putting your mind on your unity, brother, because there is unity without uniformity. But there is unity. And whenever white people see a bunch of black people together, you're separating. Separating from what? We're already separated from you. Yeah. I can't walk in the room and hide my ethnicity like a German can or Irishman can. They're all white people. But we come in the room, we're black when we came in. We're going to be black when we leave. Now, you can talk any kind of way you want. You can sleep white if you want to. But you still are going to be an African, whether you say the word Africa or not. And it's, Africa is not a bad word. African is not a bad word. You don't have to put foundation in front of it. You don't have to put all these other adjectives in front of it. Just say it. It's really easy, rolls off the tongue. African. It's not that hard. It doesn't make you a bad guy. It doesn't put a rag up your butt or a bone through your nose. You're African.
That's right.
And it's all right to be African. And I love it. So, brother, I just wanted to say that. Right, I really appreciate you, Baba Oshi. We're winding down another 365 days
of
being on this earth.
That's right.
And getting it done. And getting it done. Just saying the good news. Mm. You know, so no, it's a beautiful thing. Get some other callers in, brother. Let me listen and hear the good word. And thank you so much.
No, thank you, brother. I really appreciate that, you, Brother Irv. I'll be talking with you real soon because, you know, we got to, you know, work together, man. Me and you on this project is outstanding. Good co-host and a good stand-in, man. I appreciate you. Believe me. Brother Jay, how you doing?
I'm doing good, Brother Oshi. How are you doing on this festive Kwanzaa season? Are the Negroes coming out in celebration in Atlanta?
You know, I'll tell you, I did see some Kwanzas on Facebook, and a couple of them. One was kind of sparse, but maybe it was because it was held at a place it normally was not. That was kind of sparse, but Brother Kenneth Zaki at the Art Exchange looked good. They looked packed. Milwaukee at the Wisconsin Wisconsin Black Historical Society. Nice. That was packed for the opening celebration of Kwanzaa, Umoja. And so, there's a lot of them coming out. And so, I feel kind of bad because I need to talk to organizations and talk to some of the people here about Kwanzaas that are happening within the city so I can broadcast that, let people know where they're happening in that. And so, therefore, people have an opportunity to make that decision whether they want to join that communal celebration of Kwanzaa or celebrate Kwanzaa in your home. But, hey, whatever you do, just do it. Make the observance, you know? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way, I guess, those that participate and those that celebrate it should go about the business ahead of it. I don't understand why people still attack Karenga, man. Everybody knows what Karenga is really about, man. Yeah. And to constantly take jabs at him, it ain't even worth it, man.
When he's
dead and gone, the celebration hopefully will continue.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, he did his time. Things that happened, what he did, you know. And it's the same thing with Malefi Kete Asante. Malefi Asante's son is the one that produced the Black Candle, of which Maya Angelou was the narrator of the documentary that came out in 2008, The Black Candle. You can get that on YouTube as well, you know. But, you know, Malefi Asante, I mean, to me, what he did was egregious, very. You know, when you take a African-centered school away from the community of brothers and sisters in the city of Kansas City, and it happened. It happened. You know, I got that from a brother who whose integrity is beyond reproach, who now lives in Africa.
Well, hasn't he done some things at Temple that wasn't up to snuff in regards to dealing with professors and things of that nature?
Yes, he has. Because if you listen to Brother Greg Kamathi Carr, who was getting a doctorate at Temple along with Dr. Mario Beatty and his wife, Delethia Beatty. They were in that group back then, you know. And it wasn't real cool, you know. So
I don't really know. I really don't know the story. Mm-hmm. I do know when you get to a position, some people, when they get to a position like Musafi has gotten into, they become effing egomaniacs. Yeah. And to me, he seems like an effing egomaniac at times.
Let me say this, brother, because what I observe and what I try, let me say this to you, Jay.
Stop stuttering. Say it. Seems like you're scared to say it. Just say it.
No,
it'll
man.
Be all right. It's only me and you.
Right on. Nice one, Jay. Nice one, man. But in all sincerity, what I'm going to say is the fact that I really, truly tried to be the best man that I can be as far as an African is concerned, as somebody who has integrity and stands on his word. When Baba Kelsey said that to me, there was no more validation that I needed. But I already knew that because that's who I've been, my adult life. You know, I ain't saying one thing and doing the other. But then you got some people who are outstanding in appearance about what who they are, but in actuality, they done some dog shit. You know, Dr. Umar, you know.
That was your boy.
Yeah.
Until
he's still
he was exposed.
Yeah, he's still my guy.
If you listen to him today, he'd still be dropping jewels.
He says things that
most Negroes are scared.
Right,
are
he's
scared
on.
To say. Especially when he's talking about white women and how you need to stay the hell away from them like the plague.
But Umar,
you know?
And of course the other cat, Tariq Nasheed. There's so many others who have presented themselves and who have been contradictory in their actual behavior. That's my point. You know,
right?
They give an appearance that they're like the prince of this, that, or the other, or the king of this, that, and the other. But in essence, man, these cats are charlatans. They are liars. They're deceitful. You know.
You to say that, Oshie, it means a great deal, because I remember, man, you were heavy into the Omar Kool-Aid, man. I mean, you were drinking it like you was down with Jim Jones at one time, brother, until you woke up and you saw the light. I mean, listen, but it happens to all of us, man. I remember when Hakeem Madhubuti broke my heart.
Yeah.
I remember when I found out things about Naeem Akbar and others.
Yeah.
I mean, the reality is none of us are perfect.
Right.
I'm not perfect.
Right.
You know what I mean?
We're all
but
human beings.
But let's be straight up about it. Don't go and do dirt. And then when you exposed for the dirt, try to, you know, run your way out of it. Just admit, I did dirt. Yeah, I'm dirty. This is my way or the highway. And just go on about your business. Because there are going to be those who still going to worship you. Then there's going to be those who are going to cut you off. And then there's going to be those who just observe what you say. And if they agree with it, will nod their head. And if they don't agree with it, they'll shake their head. That's all. It's that plain and simple.
There it is.
Nothing more to it.
There it is. You've done it.
Brother Jay. Brother Jay.
Take someone else. Brother,
okay, brother.
Because I know the running miles are out there ready to pontificate their BS.
All right.
Go ahead, Irv.
Go ahead, Irv.
Brother Oshie, Brother Jay is absolutely correct. Not only did you drink the Kool-Aid, I actually drank the Kool-Aid too with Brother Umar. But Jay is absolutely correct. But with any of these so-called leaders, Brother Baba Oshie, you have to take what you can use and leave the rest. Some of these leaders you take more than others. Dr. Henry Clark, there's nothing that I've read about him that I can just say, well, he don't know what he's talking about. This man is amazing.
Yeah.
But there are other people who call themselves leaders who have shortcomings. And when you said the boy Tariq, the documentaries that the people that he brought together,
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah.
But the person in Tariq himself,
right,
he falls far short. He's in it for the self, the self thing.
Yeah.
And when you talk about this brother, the brother he's talking about Kwanzaa, he did what he did. He paid the price. He paid a hell of a price for what he did.
Yeah, 4 years in prison.
But let's not take away. Let's not throw Kwanzaa out with the baby out with the bathwater.
No doubt. That's my point. Because it's not. It even though he was in the beginning of the bringing, it's not his. It's not his.
No,
it's ours.
It never was his.
Right.
The thing is this: has he shown that behavior at this present time and day? Once he was released from prison, did he show that behavior that we know of towards women again?
That I'm aware of. You know, I haven't heard anything.
That shows maybe on a certain level he redeemed himself. Now, the thing is, charlatans like the She and Dr. Umar,
they still doing it.
Continuously put forward that scandalous and Qatar and Twitter behavior.
Yeah.
That's the issue.
Yeah.
I mean, Umar Johnson is one of the finest slick-talking Negroes that we have. The only one I think is better is Eric Michael Dyson. Oh, that Negro's a pure pork-chop chicken eating creature. What he is. There's nobody better than Eric Michael Dyson.
Yeah.
Now, Lamar Hill is becoming just as good.
Who?
But no, Umar's on a special level.
Who did you say?
Who?
Yeah.
I'm talking about Eric Michael Dyson.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know Michael Eric Dyson. Now, but you said somebody else. Did you say somebody else?
I was talking about Eric Lamont Hill.
Lamont Hill. Okay.
In the realms of one of Irv's favorite peaches. I mean, Irv loved this guy. Jamal Bryant.
Yeah.
Do I need to provide you with a brief description?
Listen, let me get some others in here, Jay.
go ahead, brother.
Sister Abia, good afternoon.
Yeah, how about Donnie?
Abargani.
Abargani.
That's right. Ujamaa family. Abargani. Ujamaa.
Yeah, happy Kwanzaa. Ujamaa.
Ujamaa. Cooperative economics.
So,
go ahead, sister.
Yeah. So I'm just saying happy Kwanzaa. And I want us all to, you know, we continue our umoja and our unity for our people and celebrating each of the principles of the day.
I see.
And I'd like to focus on all the positive attributes, and you know, also we have self-reflections and things like that. And I appreciate Sister Makenia. So then she's not speaking. She's going to be coming on to speak with us. The sister.
Who, the sister from Zimbabwe, Arcana Chichimboriqua? With the diaspora, the development?
Yeah.
She is. I'm not sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, I really, really appreciated the Kwanzaa symbols and all the you know, your libations. So I wanted to say, you know, ashe to that. And
thank
that was beautiful and strong and unifying. Yeah. And Kwanzaa is a special time. So I have not, you know, I don't want to, like we were saying, we're not here to bash Marlana Kamenga, because I love the brother. I know him. He named me. He did our naming ceremony. He did the naming ceremony from some of the other members that are in the Malcolm X group that we have here in Atlanta. Mm-hmm. You know, because we came from L.A. We're coming from California. He named Sister Hadi, who's married to Watani, who's one of the major leaders organization. So. And then Obadishaka up in California.
Yeah,
he,
up in San Francisco area, Obadishaka.
So, mm-hmm. Yeah, so, it's a lot of us that support him and love him. And, you know, I think that COINTELPRO may have something to do with it. But I just don't want to, every Kwanzaa we have to rehash and just, you know, demonize Marlana Kamenga. Because I think he did some great work.
Yeah,
let me
say this, Sister B, I think the problem is
I just don't want to take away from what he did some work with sure. creating it along with some other Africans.
Right. And that's the whole point. Let me say this, because what's happened, just like mm-hmm. I was defending Kwanzaa about maybe 10 years ago, I was defending Kwanzaa because of Marlana Kamenga. There was some legislator, a Caucasian legislator and some others mm-hmm. that talked about Kwanzaa in a very bad way because of Marlana Kamenga. I was not defending him, but I'm defending Kwanzaa and the idea of what Kwanzaa is mm-hmm. about and why we should celebrate it. And of course, this cracker did not say we should celebrate it because of a felon who created it and a sexual abuser who created it. You know, and I kept saying that no, Kwanzaa is not. It is not him, not about him. He was just one of the initiators of it.
That was a big deal that he was an initiator. That was a good thing.
Yes. Right. You know,
so I don't want to take away from him being a part of that either. And that was good. You know, I don't know what the circumstances with the crackers.
Not only that, I was on Jesse Lee Peters' show.
Yes,
I was, man. I was on that Negro's show. I was on Jesse Lee.
I never heard of it.
Yeah, good.
It must be an interesting show, though.
Yeah. Not really. This is Negro personified. Yeah.
One of the sickest Negroes on the planet.
It is. He is.
Oh, God.
Yeah, Jesse Lee Peterson, man.
He's been doing his show for how long? OC for an hour?
Yeah. Yeah.
Whoa, how long ago was that?
Oh, about 10 years ago.
Oh, okay. Years ago. I think Satan has left you.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, that's a sick Negro.
I also have love for Umar Johnson, Dr. Umar Johnson. He's a prince to me. And my children love him. It's a lot of young people love him. I think he's an inspiration and positive. So I love the brother. So I got good things to say about all the ones who
are
speaking of.
Well, I'll say this.
And I support him, you know, and I'm going to keep supporting him.
Yeah.
And as people, I want to, we keep doing what we can do. To uplift the race. I think Marlana was doing what he could do to uplift the race.
Well, my contention is this.
I think Umar Johnson does too. He does a lot of work. And, you know, I hear denigration, but he does do work. He helps fight for children that is getting diagnosed with all this attention deficit disorder and all these things. And he helps counsel people. He has some wonderful books too for our youth in education. And he's a very inspirational leader, and I like his Pan-Africanism. You know,
I love what he's done.
Yeah.
Because
okay,
it's a contradiction. It's a contradiction, and my contention is you should be, you know, what you say you are. That's what you should be.
Okay. Because we just don't have, you know, take the time to, you know, denigrate other our own people. That's all I'm saying. I see him doing a whole lot of good, and I'm uplifting that, and I'm still supporting him. I feel like it's taking a long, long time for this school.
What do you want to call it?
Yeah,
Pop City Flyer. You said what do you want to call it?
Pop City Flyer. Okay, is that an Abominabonto?
No, I was going to say
Hold on.
Hey, Oshi, yeah. You know what may be something that we're not recognizing, that may be something that we as black people may not want to recognize and reason? Umar Johnson may be an agent for the United States of America. The only reason I say this is this.
I don't have much time, Jay. So I don't want to go into that. We'll go into that on another day, my brother. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, people
have said
that about other people.
Okay. All right. Mama
Nabantu. Greetings, everyone. Abaragani.
Oh, Ujamaa. Abaragani. Ujamaa.
Cooperative economics. Yes. I have a different perspective on Ron Karenga. I do believe that he's done a phenomenal job. And I think that what we have to always remember is that sometimes the message is more important than the messenger. I don't have the same love that Sister Sanyika has for him, mainly because he does not recognize our Queen Mother, Sister McKenna. He does not. When he came
all the work that and all the work that sister did.
He does not recognize her. I went when he came to Atlanta when I first moved here. I think it was around 2007. I asked him about Sister McKenna, and he said he didn't know who she was.
Yes, has two. Luxury is meant to be livable. Chairs.
Sorry. Wow, that's deep. Yeah.
So I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. After you know, and I knew Sister McKenna personally. I interviewed her before she made her transition. And she told the whole story from the very beginning to, you know, the work that she did here in the United States.
And around the world. She went to Africa.
Yes, that's what I said, to the continent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah, okay.
She brought back the idea that when we do Karamu, that we should always first prepare a plate for our ancestors and set it outside of the building wherever we were having our Kwanzaa.
Okay.
She brought that back from the continent.
Mm-hmm. Ashe. All right, Mama Nabantu, I will see you shortly, for real. Thank
okay.
you. Thank you, dear. Appreciate
it. It all works out. It works out.
Always. Brother Kevin, how you doing, man?
All right, man. You doing all right?
I'm doing well. How you doing down in Houston?
I'm in Tulsa right now. I came here, went through a little procedure, but I'm good.
Okay.
But good. I know you're short on time. I just want to call and just wish everyone the very best.
Right on.
Come forward and be about the duty of, about the business of uplifting African people.
Right on.
Throughout the world.
Ashe.
And starting with self.
Right on, brother. Appreciate those words, man. And you're
all
right.
All right, then. Hey, you take care and be safe. Also.
All right. Take care, dear brother. Peace to you and your travels. Yeah, brother Kevin.
Quickly.
Yes, go ahead.
The brother that's in Tulsa.
Yes.
He said he just went through a procedure. If he needs any help with pain modification, my daughter has a cannabis dispensary right there in Tulsa.
In Tulsa. Okay. I'll relay that information to him. I don't know if you met him when we were all in Tulsa a couple years ago for the 2021 for the 100th commemoration of the massacre. But
yeah,
he's in Houston now. But brother Kevin. So
I thought he said he was in Tulsa.
Yeah,
okay.
No, he's visiting in Tulsa. He lives in Houston. He moved to Houston. He's visiting. But yeah. I'll relay that information. All right, sister.
Thank you.
All right. Brother Paul, I know we got a couple of minutes, man.
Baba Ochi,
yes,
you
sir.
Know, let me just extend my courtesy and say thank you for giving up your time and allowing this platform to grow. You know, it's a fantastic thing. It's a very important thing, you know what I mean? best wishes to you and your family.
Thank you, brother Paul. What you do
for your grandson is a wonderful thing, and that's what must come first. It must come first, Ochi. You must be what you speak to be, and that's what you're saying, and that is right, Baba Ochi, because the reality of us, too many of us are not what we say we'd be. We're just loud mouth, shouting off our mouth, characters out of the boondocks, and pretending that we are what we're not. You understand? And we see through that, man. We hear that loud mouth crap, and we know that's rubbish. And the reality, there's nothing like a mother's love. And I love that sister giving her mother's love. But the reality is, like James Brown says, this is a man's world, right? And it'd be nothing but a woman. But when justice needs to be done, we go to the streets and we're going to do it just like men. Trust me. Take care.
All right. Right on, Brother Paul. Let me end our program. I appreciate all with how we can use the Kwanzaa principles to transform our daily lives. You take the seven principles of umoja, unity, kujichagulia, self-determination, ujima, collective work and responsibility, ujamaa, cooperative economics, nia, purpose, kumba, creativity, and imani, faith. You got those seven principles, and those seven principles should be instilled in your everyday lives. Add to those seven principles the five C's. The first C is consciousness. Consciousness. I'm trying my best to help raise the consciousness of our people, the understanding, but not just awareness. I'm talking about who understanding the consciousness, of understanding who you are culturally, who you are historically. Consciousness. The next C, because once you have that consciousness, you have courage. You develop courage. You feel good about yourself. You feel, you know, you can do whatever. Consciousness. Courage, confidence, develop confidence. You know you can pass the test. You know you can get the job. Not ego, not tripping, none of that. Not arrogance, confidence. It is a confidence, but also with humility, confidence. The fourth C, conscience. Conscience, knowing what is morally right and wrong and standing on what is right. Doing things right when no one's looking. Conscience. And the fifth C, conviction. You may not pass the test this time, but because of your conviction and your willingness to stick to it, you pass it, or you get the job, you get the promotion, whatever it is, because you have conviction. So now you have those seven principles and you have the five C's. 7 + 5 = 12 plus you, 13. Put the number 13 into your daily lives. Let's all do it to transform ourselves to be better men and women, to be better husbands, to be better fathers, to be better mothers, to be better women and mothers to the children. Let's transform our community. That's what Kwanzaa is about, family. That's why Kwanzaa is important. I love y'all. You have a great weekend. I'll see you guys next year. See you on Monday. We end this program like we end all of our programs with the words of Stephen Biko. The most potent weapon in the hands of the oppressor is the minds of the oppressed. This program is dedicated and committed to helping to free the African mind. But not just the M-I-N-D, but the M-I-N-E, because under the feet of African people lies all of the resources that everybody wants, think they can't do without, and they sure in hell, damn it, don't want to pay for. Brothers and sisters, you have a blessed and wonderful day. Shimhotep, that means go in peace. Esante Sana means thank you. Bibi Fahorie, Bibi Fahorie means our victorious destiny. Brothers and sisters, we will be victorious. Peace, family.